It's now my pleasure to introduce Dr. Natalie Gendron. Natalie is the Assistant Director of the Institute of Neuroscience, Mental Health and Addiction. That's one of the institutes that's part of the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, which is the primary federal funding body for biomedical research in Canada. I've known Natalie for a number of years. I just learned that she her degree is in microbiology and in genetics, so it's been perhaps a tortuous path to neuroscience, but we certainly have very much benefited from Natalie's leadership at the Neuroscience Mental Health and Addiction, which is really the main institute within CIHR that funds autism research. That particular institute has been a great supporter for autism research, has funded many of us in Canada for many, many years before it was such a popular field, and has always been very supportive. And Natalie in particular has taken been very good at building bridges between different autism groups within the community, parent groups supporting different funding bodies and opportunities, and has really always been there to sort of bring people together. So she's here today to tell us a little bit about CIHR's contribution to autism research. Natalie.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's an honor to be here and to be able to participate to this meeting. I'm here on behalf of my scientific director, Dr. Anthony Phillips, who couldn't be here today but send his warmest regards. So I'll give you a quick update of what is CIHR, especially for those here who are not Canadian. So CIHR, as Peter said, is the major funding body for health research. We have an extremely wide mandate. Not only are we expected to fund research in the areas of discovery, but we're also expected to fund research and facilitate the translation of the knowledge into improved health for the Canadians. We support the work of nearly 14,000 researchers and trainees in a number of different institutions. We have a mandate for research capacity development, and as I mentioned, we have a mandate for knowledge translation that includes commercialization and other forms of knowledge translation. This is the CIHR four themes of research, or also called the four pillars of CIHR. And so we have funding in all of these areas through a number of different mechanisms, and through all of them, obviously, ethics and knowledge translation are essential. These are the 13 institutes of CIHR. As you can see, it covers, again, a wide range of research. There's a few institutes that fund research in autism and so neuroscience, mental health, and addiction, obviously, but also the Institute of Human Development, Child and Youth Health, Health Services and Policy Research, and so on. Oh, and I just want to mention maybe a big difference between the American system with NIH and the Canadian system is that the scientific directors at CIHR remains active researchers in their own institution. And so these are called virtual institutes because part of the staff, including the scientific director, will be in a Canadian university. And then the other part of the staff of the institute will be based in Ottawa, as I am, and working for the federal government. So CIHR has a strategic plan that was implemented in 2009 and 10, and amongst that there was a definition of areas of research that were a focus of the organization, and these have translated into large-scale signature initiatives. So on your left you have the strategic priorities, and on your right you have the signature initiative that are being developed to address these priorities. I've highlighted some of these signature initiatives that would be relevant to the researchers in the area of autism spectrum disorder. Some of them are already underway, but these are all multi-year programs where there will be multiple opportunities for application. And as in all of the CHR programs, and I'll talk about that a little bit later, we welcome international involvement. The Institute of Neuroscience, Mental Health and Addiction itself has a strategic plan, and it's brand new. It actually came out this month. And basically, it aligns mostly with the signature initiative of CHR, but we're also developing additional programs. The first two programs we're developing are in traumatic brain injury and addiction, but we will be doing some priority setting for the next few years as well. In terms of funding for autism spectrum disorder, CHR, I just want to remind especially people from the U.S. that our total budget is $1 billion. And so when you look at the funding for ASD, it's obvious that it has increased. It's actually almost six times more than initially when CHR was funded, and it's been increasing constantly through the years. I don't know why there's a little bump there, but anyway, it has followed a pretty increasing trend. In terms of the breakdown, I broke down the funding in very general areas. The majority of what we fund, I've called characterization, which is understanding of the disease, understanding of the symptomology, of the comorbidities. And so that has constituted the majority of the funding. The second largest category is genetics. And so we have contributed modestly to the Autism Genome Project, but we also support Canadian research that do genetic studies. And then the last category, the third category, sorry, is in the area of treatment and intervention. And there's a small portion of the funding that goes to prevention, studies of environmental factors, and so on. So in terms of the specific programs that we have, there were many programs that were more about team grants or emerging team grants in the past. In the last year, we have created this new program, which is a chair in autism spectrum disorder research. And actually, this program is part of a larger effort from the federal government to address the issue of autism in Canada. And so there was also the creation of a surveillance committee at our Public Health Agency of Canada. There was increased advocacy. There were a number of activities that were within this larger federal effort for autism. The chair in ASD is the particular effort of CHR, and so this chair is actually for an early career researcher. The research areas are in the improvement of the treatment and or care of ASD, or in research and approaches for the translation of research evidence into better treatment and or care of ASD. It also includes a stakeholder engagement plan. The total amount is $2 million over 5 years. $1 million is provided by CHR, by the federal government, and a number of our very dear partners, NeuroDevNet, the CINI Foundation, Autism Speaks Canada, and we also have the Canadian Alliance for Autism Spectrum Disorder as a non-funding partner. And second part of the funding, the $1 million matching fund, has to be provided through the institution. It can be in-kind contribution, it can be matching funds using existing funding, and so on. And we hope to have someone in the position in this fall. The deadline is June 19th. It's open to people from outside of Canada, but they have to have a commitment from a Canadian university to take them on. I just wanted to present it too that there's international funding opportunities at CHR. We have a number of joint funding programs. So we have a program with China, with the National Science Foundation of China. We also have a program where we co-fund research with ERINET, which is a European program. And in these systems, CHR will fund the Canadian part of the larger international team. We also have an international component in all of our programs. We accept non-Canadian as co-investigator on our grants. And we also accept application where the research projects will take place in other countries. But the principal investigator must be a researcher in a Canadian institution. And we also support a large number of studentships and fellowships for non-Canadians to train in Canadian institutions. So this is Ottawa at the moment. We have a tulip festival, and as this is the parliament that you can see on your right, and it's the Ottawa River. So that's actually a very central view of the city. Thank you very much.